Saturday in the Mavs Classic for Mazeroski Field in Canis, Highland wins it in mercy fashion in five innings by the score of 13-2 over Indian Creek. Highland would score four times in the first inning off of four hits. They would take advantage of two errors. It would be in that inning a two RBI triple by Mike Miller. They help Highland get that 4-0 lead after one. They take that all the way into the top of the third, and Highland would break the game wide open with a huge third inning that would get started with the home run by Grady Monagle to lead off the inning. Grady Monagle will break the new record, the single-season home run record, with his 10th home run of the year with that solo home run. Highland would end up scoring nine runs on seven hits in the inning. An RBI triple also by Mike Miller in the inning, an RBI single by Andre Yoder, and a two RBI double by Isaiah Wagler. And Highland led at that point 13-0. The Redskins would score two runs in the bottom half of the third, but that would be it. Now Highland went on to get the win in mercy fashion in five innings, 13-2 over Indian Creek. Highland had 13 runs on 15 hits, two errors, six left on base. Grady Monagle, of course, led the way, going 4-for-4 with the home run, also a double, a triple away from the cycle. He had a combined three RBIs. He would score three times. Also, for the Hawks, Joni Yoder would go 2-for-3 at the plate. He had a double and a run batted in. Mike Miller went 2-for-4 with two triples. He had three RBIs. He would score a run. And also Isaiah Wagler went 2-for-3 with a double and had two RBIs and a run score. For Indian Creek, they had two runs on three hits, one error, five left on base. Hunter Rosneck, he would lead the way, going 2-for-3 with a double and also had a run batted in. Getting the win on the mound for Highland was left-hander and senior Mike Miller, went 4 1/3. He allowed two runs, one earned, three hits allowed. He struck out seven and walked three, as Mike Miller would improve his record to 4-0 on the mound for the season. And with the loss for Indian Creek was Parker Heath. The sophomore went 2 1/3. He allowed 10 runs, nine earned. Nine hits allowed. He struck out two, walked one in that relief appearance. For Highland, with the win, they go to 17-3. They've now won 10 straight. With the loss, Indian Creek will drop to 17-6 on the season. They've now lost three games in a row. Again, the final score in high school baseball for the Mavs Classic at Mazeroski Field. Highland wins it in five innings by the score of 13-2 over Indian Creek. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.